This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. To be clear, nothing about this recovery, because the economy is big picture recovering, nothing about it has been easy for tens of millions of people. But the, shall we say, relatively smooth trend line to a better place is getting a good deal bumpier. Yes, we learned this morning the economy added 661,000 new jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 7.9%. Also, yes, though, the rate of improvement of basically everything has slowed. And so we are, as I said, kind of at the place where the easy part's over and the hard part starts. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going with that.
You can actually thank Rebecca Hamilton for some of those 661,000 jobs that were created last month.
We have been hiring.
Hamilton is CEO of WS Badger, which makes organic skincare products and sunscreens in New Hampshire.
The future is very uncertain, but sales continue to be very strong for us.
Now, 661,000 net jobs created obscures the fact that 345,000 jobs were lost permanently. Zach Medford is a bar owner in Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's really tough to be in a bar owner right now. We closed our doors on March 17th, and we haven't been able to open them since.
He says more and more bars are shutting down for good. Across the U.S., job hiring is slowing down, and layoffs and bankruptcies are very much still with us. Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist at UBS.
Businesses that initially hung on for a while are now realizing that they either have to downsize or maybe even capitulate.
Not just small businesses either. United and American Airlines are laying off 32,000 people, and that's just two companies. Carpenter says state and local governments are also starting to let people go, especially in education. Jason Furman is professor of economic policy at Harvard. He has another concern.
Millions of people have left the labor force.
4.4 million, to be exact, have, at this point in the pandemic, just given up looking for work. This is bad because that exodus, that form of hopelessness, is really hard to undo.
After the Great Recession, to get people back into the labor force who had given up and left because of the Great Recession, that process wasn't even complete at the beginning of 2020, more than a decade into the economic recovery.
So, yeah, we are going to be digging out from this for a while. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.